Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our sixth episode of season two of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Christmas is upon us, Liz. It is the end of the year. I cannot believe we're already at this point.
Me neither. I mean, this year has flown by.
It has. It's been such a wonderful and incredible and all the words year in Ada. I feel like our events have evolved. People are coming out and enjoying the village. It's just so much good. And there's so many incredible things happening in 2025 as well.
There is. I cannot wait. And how many businesses opened in 2024? I mean, a lot.
So many.
Yeah.
Lots of ribbon cuttings. We have more to come in early 2025. It's just a very, very unique and interesting time to be in Ada.
It most definitely is. And if you guys haven't yet, definitely come down to Ada, check out the windows, the Festival of Trees and Legacy Park. We are definitely all about Christmas right now, so come down and enjoy it.
And when you're walking around looking at that, do support local. It is very, very important for the vibrancy of this community, for the small businesses to survive. So when you're thinking about how to spend your dollars, come in, shop local, go into the local restaurants, you know, the stores. It really does make a difference when you guys support the businesses that are here in your community.
It does. And you're supporting the people of your community, which makes a big difference.
Yes. And then for New Year's Eve, if you're going to be around, several of the restaurants are activating this year. So check out the Ada Hotel, Mirth. And anyone else, go on their website, make your reservations, and enjoy that time.
It's going to be a fun New Year's.
It is. All right. Today on the show, we have Wesley Deason, the Director of Parks and Recreation for Ada Township. Wesley assumed this role in November 2023, but has been dedicated to serving the township since 2022. His journey in municipal work began in Naples, Florida, working for Collier County. Beyond this work in Ada, Wesley also serves as the vice chair for the West Michigan Recreation and Parks Association. With a deep passion for how parks and recreation create a sense of community and bring people together, Wesley is committed to developing spaces and programs that enrich the lives and foster meaningful connections. We are thrilled to explore this journey and gain valuable insights in today's episode.
All right, we are super excited to have you here today. We always joke, the hardest question is first. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as Director of Parks and Recreation in Ada?
Yeah, so my name is Wesley Deason, Director of Parks and Recreation for Ada Township. Been in my current role since November of last year, and I've been with the township for now a little over 2 years. I served as a recreation coordinator before that, so West Michigan's been home for a few years now, and it's been wonderful. I've loved it.
Excellent. And tell us about this first year in this role. How has that been for you? What have you learned? What are some of the highlights? All the good stuff.
It's been wonderful. It's been truly a blessing to me. I feel incredibly fortunate. Just the time I stepped in to Ada with so much going on with local businesses, with families, with parks, which I'm excited to kind of dive into a little bit more about. But it's just been an opportunity to continue to expand on the relationships that I've built in my previous role and to explore just more community engagement, kind of get to cast my vision for the department and for what our plans are for parks and for recreational opportunities for families in the community moving forward.
Yeah, Ada has so many incredibly beautiful parks. So it's really nice seeing more activation with those. I know that you and your staff have added a lot of programs. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really, really excited. This past year, we added a community camp out for families at Ada Park. That was in September. That was a new initiative that we started. We had about 25 families out there, about 100 individuals. So families could pitch their tent in the park overnight. We had a couple really great activities. We had a bonfire activity. We had a live animal display. We partnered with a local organization to do a movie in the park. So that was a really unique and fun experience. And we're excited for 2025. We got some cool things we are pursuing.
Can you talk a little bit about what your role entails? Like, what do you do as the director of Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, a lot of people joke when I meet them, like Ron Swanson, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, no, I love that. It's funny. So for me, it's just about my job at the end of the day. for myself, is I see it as connecting the community through different avenues, whether it be programs, special events, partnering with you guys and your organizations and others as well. But just creating a sense of community, creating a place where, for me, it's Ada is so unique and so awesome in the sense of it's a place for me, I think, it was where you want to live, work, and play. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for that last part, play. Yeah. And that's what I love about my job. We create, literally my job is to create recreational fun opportunities for people to come and play and enjoy living and being here.
And you guys take care of the parks. You guys manage the parks.
Yep. All the X's and O's. Yeah. Managing the parks, working on the new projects for example, the new covered bridge park coming up. And so just the daily maintenance beyond, the programs and special events, just the daily operationals, you know, the restrooms, the things that no one thinks about, but they use on a daily basis. So some of the, behind the scenes stuff. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And so you've talked a little bit about your passion, but what motivates you each and every day in your position here in Ada?
Yeah, I would say in this role in Ada, the opportunity just to continue, like, the connectivity here is incredible to me. What's able to be done, we're a small township, we're a small department. But what we do, our footprint is massive, and the ability for our organizations and the ones that we work with through the Ada Business Association and beyond, it's incredible to me to see what's able to be accomplished when everybody puts their minds together. And even more importantly, I think what's really cool, people put their resources together here. Mm-hmm. They put their money where their mouth is, and they're invested in this community. And, like, you know, it's just the opportunities are incredible.
There's so many people talking about, I love the village. I love what's going on in Ada. I'm moving to Ada. And it's truly, like, it's bringing this massive community together, but still having that, like, small town feel, which is wonderful.
Yeah, you touched on a bit with the connectivity, and it's just, I think we're all making intentional choices about what we add, and it's just really engaging the community in new and special ways. So yeah. I find that a lot of fun.
Yes.
Are we at all able to talk about the Gnome House that's out at Ada Township Park?
Yeah, yes, we certainly can. So back this past, I think it was in the summertime, we worked with the Trail Club here, another great organization in the area, and local artist Craig
Merchant.
Okay, yes. He created a gnome home for us, a really unique, very interactive gnome home playhouse, play structure. And that was put into Ada Park in our unpaved trails. And the thought process for the location, that was a lot of fun. The artist and the trail club both wanted it to be something where it wasn't a huge attraction just from the side of the road. Like, you had to get into the park. You have to know our park system a little bit, know our trails to be able to find that. And it's a special treat. So something unique that our park has that was a really neat thing to be a part of.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And that's special, too, that you get to partner with all of these people and organizations around Ada. So with all the things that you do and in the partnerships that you create, what are some of the challenges that you run into as parks and regulate?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Exactly.
So, right. Anytime you work in municipal work, there's differing wants and needs from everybody, from the community. And so that's a challenge for sure. You always deal with complaints and frustrations. But to me, the importance of getting a temperature on the community, and that starts with just some organic conversations with business owners, with participants of your programs, getting an idea of where they're at and what they're wanting to see, so that you can serve the greater good, right? You're never going to make everyone happy all the time. But I feel like if we have an approach where we're building these organic relationships, we're connecting with people with where they're at, then that provides us an opportunity to really make an accurate assumption of what we need to be doing. So that balance, that's a struggle. And then I would say the other big part for me here one of the challenges would be just helping people understand that we're a resource. And that goes a little bit back to, like, in many years past, we didn't have a lot of programs, didn't do a lot of events. We had a couple keynote things, music on the lawn. But we want people to know, like, again, you can live, work, and play in Ada. Like, we provide opportunities for your kids, for your families, whether that be sports, whether that be a special, like, a camp out, whether that be arts and crafts, whether it be environmental education items. So we're just trying to tell our story a little bit this year and going to do some things to be strategic about that.
Well, and I think it's a good thing to point out, too, that even the events that Discover Ada and ABA put on, you guys are also a part of, because a lot of times they're in your parks.
Correct.
A lot of times you guys, we need your assistance in things. So even not just your activation, but you guys are a part of everybody's activation, which is wonderful.
Right. And we love to provide that space with our park systems. You know, we got one obviously very strategically located with Legacy Park down in the downtown heart of Ada. And then, you know, big plans for Leonard now to be Covered Bridge Park. So, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize all that behind the scenes work that goes on every day to keep those spaces clean and beautiful and to be able to have those available to the public.
Correct.
So, we appreciate all that you guys do. So what are some of the big plans for next year and beyond?
Yeah. So we're thrilled. As many people have seen now, Covered Bridge Park is planned to groundbreak in 2025. Hopefully you've had a chance to see the groundbreaking signs out on the yes. property now. We're thrilled about that. This is a very philanthropic community, and we're so thankful and grateful. Again, just I feel like I stepped into just a wonderful opportunity, so I'm so grateful. Again, just want to reiterate that. Mm-hmm. Covered Bridge Park is going to be a completely new opportunity for the community. New amenities include a couple new pickleball courts, a splash pad, a small dog park, new, pretty extensive new playground. We don't have anything like that currently in Ada at any of our other parks. Just some new river overlooks, just a space for families to gather, a new bathroom / kind of picnic pavilion building. So we're so excited about what that's going to bring to the community. I believe in 2018, again, this was before I started, a recreation needs assessment was done here for this community, and the top two items were splash pads and dog parks. So we're excited to be able to kind of bring that to fruition.
Yeah. Well, and I also heard there's going to be a memorial, which is wonderful. Yes.
A veterans memorial. Yep. Yep. On the north side of the river, kind of catty corner to Foxtail.
Yeah. And I think that will be very intentional and wonderful to have there. One of the questions I get a lot about the park is, are there going to be spaces to use the river? So
yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah, so the current plan right now is to continue to improve river access at what is now called Leonard Field Park. 2 years ago, the Riverfront Improvement Project was completed with that kind of plaza area out in front of the Ada Historical Covered Bridge. So there are steps where you can get down to. But a kayak launch is planned in kind of the second phase of construction and planning, which is going to be adjacent to the current Legacy Park side. So a kayak launch on there is planned with the additional trail infrastructure and connectivity to that side of the river.
Mm-hmm. And pedestrian bridge, which will connect one side to the other, which is wonderful. Yeah, it'll be great. Okay, if you were to... We're totally jumping from that stuff to this, but if you were to spend a Saturday down in Ada Village with your family, what would be like the perfect Saturday?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love that. So again, for me, and I'm going to do a shameless parks plug here.
Of course.
So I think a good Saturday morning, and I'm going to say Ada year round is beautiful, but Ada in the fall is incredible. And I'll share a little bit more about my experience with that. But, it starts at Ada Park on a Saturday morning on the pickleball courts, on the newly surfaced pickleball courts too, I might add. So some good pickleball in the morning, hopping on your bikes, coming down to the village. For me, it's probably stopping at O'Brien's for lunch and grabbing a quick bite, and then hopping on the bike again and exploring Ada's trail system. It is incredible. Last year when I took over as director, one of the first weekends, I grabbed my wife and I said, I want to go see Ada for what the Ada community sees it for, right? A different perspective to be in it a little bit more. And so we rode the trail system in October. And that drive, I don't know if you guys have been on Pettus Avenue on the new trail system there. It is just incredible. It's gorgeous. In the fall, the rolling hills, the trees. And that was like my aha moment. I was like, I understood why people, what they valued in this community and why they wanted to live there and the wonderful amenities. But that was like, oh my goodness. Like I see the natural beauty of this space. And so I would say you got to get on a Saturday afternoon in the fall, get a trail ride in, get on the bike. And then wrap it up with some ice cream, I think, to finish it.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. All right. So, what's your favorite thing at O'Brien's?
Oh, man. Their burgers are excellent, yeah. I would say. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So anything else you would like to share about yourself, the Ada Parks?
Yeah, no, I would just encourage people. We got a lot of fun things we're excited about in 2025. I certainly need to shout out our staff. Courtney Merrick is our Parks and Recreation Administrative Assistant. She does a wonderful job. She has an environmental background as well and helps out with some programming initiatives and handles, like you've talked about, a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff with making sure people can get their facility rentals. We provide spaces for families to meet and do a lot of neat things. And then one of our newer team members, Ethan Angle, he's our recreation coordinator, kind of spearheading a lot of our programs and the actual operations of those programs and events. So again, we're looking forward to 2025. We got a youth flag football league we're going to be starting this spring. So that's kind of a new initiative for us as far as youth programming. But I hope people get a chance to come out and see us this year. Music on the Lawn, obviously, is going to be 7 weeks where we're out in the parks. I hope they come say hello and introduce themselves, and we can continue to find ways to meet them where they're at.
Most definitely. And, you know, if you're listening, not only do we enjoy partnering with Ada Parks and Recs on our large community events, but I have worked with Courtney for a rental at Roselle Park, and Ethan has just been a pleasure. I love his energy, and we're really looking forward to doing the pickleball tournament for ABA members again in April. So thank you so much for all your entire team is doing. It's just really fun to see this department continue to elevate and evolve, like you said, to fit the needs of the community.
Yeah, thank you.
So if people want to get connected to you or stay connected to the Parks and Rec, how do they do that?
Yeah, so our department and the things that we post and push out are through the Ada Village Facebook page. It's kind of a shared, just the township, because we're small. We all kind of share that page. So come see us at the Ada Extravaganza coming up here in March, correct?
March 8th.
Yep, in March. We'll be there with a host of just like our marketing materials for the coming year. So you'll get a chance to learn a lot about what we got coming down the pipeline. So, and then like I had said, yeah, through special events throughout the year, Music on the Lawn, we're staff's out there at our booth, Beers at the Bridge throughout the year as well. So we try to have a very outward facing, public appearance. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. This is wonderful.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to get to know you, too, because they need to.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do for our community and bringing others into the fold.
For sure. We love it.
Thanks, Wesley.
All right, Kim, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right.
Number one is going to be the Ada Forest Hills Extravaganza. I think I mentioned before, we have rebranded. We're bringing in all kinds of fun new things. Watch our social media. Check out our website page. When we start with the podcast after the first of the year, I'll announce some of the really great additions to this event. But it is early registration right now. And then if you're wanting to be an exhibitor, make sure you sign up. Space is limited. And I do want to announce that Shelley Irwin will be back as our MC.
Oh, so fun. Love Shelley. All right. And then number two, this is the last week to vote for your favorite business window. So as you guys walk around Ada, you see that all the windows are decorated for Christmas and the holidays. Vote for your favorite window for a chance to win a $500 gift card from that business.
All right. Number three, a reminder that the Ada Hotel is going to be doing a movie night on Christmas. So if you are going to be around and your family's looking for a fun new tradition to start, head on over to the Ada Hotel. There will be three different movies starting at 4 p.m. You can check out their website for more information.
Perfect. All right, number four, don't forget to support local. Like Kim said earlier in the podcast, supporting local is such a crucial thing. This whole village in town is built on small business and a community-based focus. So support small, give them the love. So definitely get some of that last-minute Christmas shopping done and just spend those gift cards in Ada Village.
And finally, thank you for listening to our podcast. I can't believe we've been doing this. This is our second year, our second season, and we appreciate all of you. And then we hope you'll join us again in 2025 to meet more of our local business owners and to keep up with what's going on in Ada.
If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.